you know, children are a great gift from the Lord. Other than probably when we talk about our salvation, I don't think of any greater gift that God gives us. We find that the great story of Samuel's mother, who dedicated him to the Lord, and in many ways, that's the model for what we do here this morning. She set him aside and gave and recognized that he was a gift from God, and that he was a man called to do God's bidding. We pray that that is the calling for all of our children. We, as a people, believe in something that we often refer to as sphere sovereignty, meaning that God is Lord over many areas, or in fact all areas of life, recognizing that he is Lord of the individual, he is God of the family, of the church, and of the state, and that each of these spheres has a distinct purpose and responsibility. And that one of the clear, obvious purposes of the family, of the institution of the family, as put forward in Scripture, that it is the role of the family to raise the children and to raise them in fear and admonition of the Lord, to disciple them into the ways of the Lord Jesus, recognizing that they belong to him, that we are stewards of our children for a short time. The psalmist says, the cattle on a thousand hills belong to the Lord. And I think we can apply that to all of our children, to all that we own and possess, that we are stewards of them. The Lord recognizes that all things are his, and our children belong to him. And we are the caretakers of them for a while before God. Thus, we are to be stewards as parents. And this is a most rightful and serious stewardship. Children who are raised in Christian homes have been given a great blessing. And it is our responsibility then to lead and disciple them.